Hallelujah. And this is how, let's read some scriptures. This is how that day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is a period. It's not one day, 24 hours day. It is a period that God has allotted to himself to deal with ungodly men. And sweep this earth. He did it before with water. Left only four men. He's going to do it again, this time with shaking, with fire, with everything. And it's the type of judgment that he wants to pass. It's not that you just sit one day, you just see fire, they fall from heaven. Fire there is a torment. Fire there is torment, torment, torment. And the torment is described in various scriptures. Let us, please, allow us. I gave you some scriptures. But I know some of you are too busy, especially in Lagos here, to read your Bible. So I gave you, but I want us to read it here to the hearing of everybody again. Praise the Lord. Let's read Isaiah chapter 66. That is a description that God allowed Isaiah to see. Chapter 66. And verse 15. Verse 15 and verse 16. This is the way he saw it. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a wild wind. To do what? To render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. There will be many. Isaiah 34, from verse 1 to verse 8. He said, come near, ye nations. It's prophesying. It's a prophecy. Come near, ye nations, to hear. And hearken, you people. Let the earth hear. And all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth up from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Just imagine what he's saying. For my sword shall be battered in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edomia and upon the people of my cause to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord had a sacrifice in Bozrah and the great slaughter in the land of Edomia. And the unicorns shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. Isaiah chapter 24, from verse 1. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth. Oh, praise God. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth what? Empty. And maketh it waste. And turneth it upside down. And scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourned and faded away, the world languished and faded away, the haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned. How many people left? How many? Few men are left. By the time it finished, few men. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 18. You can read the whole thing. I just want to shorten it. The whole chapter is about the day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean, dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel. See it? Like pendulum. Reel is to and fro. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day, and that day is the day of the Lord, that the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in a pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed. What he's saying is that the moon will not shine, even the sun will not shine, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem before his ancient glorious. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He saw it again in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 6. Read it up to verse 13. Hurry! For the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that traveleth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and shall destroy the sinner thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man. By the time he finished, see the way he described it. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. By the time he finished, I will show you also in Daniel chapter 12, we shall get there, why he said, blessed are they that will survive to a certain period that he gave in Daniel chapter 12. He said, if you are able to survive up to that, I say you are blessed. He said, men will be as precious as fine gold. Now, population everywhere, Abby. Gospel everywhere, Abby. Everywhere, population. Men everywhere. I say we are about more than 6 billion human beings on earth. By the time God finishes what he wants to do. And let me tell you, when I say by the time God finishes, this God is doing it by the authority he gave Jesus. So it's actually the Lord Jesus Christ that is saving you now that will bring about that judgment. He said, men, by the time he finishes, men will be precious. That is, If you jump another human being, you say, hey, see another human being, no. You survive. Hey. Hey. You survive. You see another man anywhere. You see any other human being anywhere. You say, is it possible? Yes. During the flood, how many human beings survived? 8. Correct? Out of the millions of people that dwell on earth, when that judgment came, out of the millions, how many people survived? 8. Another judgment is coming. And the interesting thing is that when Noah was preaching, amen. When Noah was preaching, he was preaching like us now. And they were laughing at him. They are the scoffers. They were laughing. That's why Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Lord. Okay now. So when he said men will be precious, imagine what will happen to the world. See, we shall read and you will see something. He is not going to come and blow one breath, then everybody will die. He's not pouring any chemical and you will inhale it, you die. You will die painfully. Because, let's go to Revelation chapter 6. Let me go talk. Let Bible talk. Isaiah saw his own. John also saw it. At the opening of the sixth seal, oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. At the opening of the sixth seal, from verse 12. Okay now. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal. The first seal was open. We saw what happened. Second seal opens. Fourth seal. Fifth seal. Now the sixth seal. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. Take note. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth. Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs. So there will be a shaking. There will be an earthquake. When she's shaking of a mighty wind. Verse 14. And the heaven, the sky above us, departed as a scroll. Did we not see that Isaiah saw it? When it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. So imagine the shaking that will take place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond and every free woman hid themselves. Fear. In the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, fall on us, fall on us. And hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. What is happening? For the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand it? It is the day rot. It is the day of God's judgment, God's anger. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus himself saw it. Joel saw it. I referred to it last week. Let's see what Joel said in Joel chapter 2. Joel. You see why my Christian life is dictated by this knowledge. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29 is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And this one happened on the day of Pentecost. And it is still going on till now. Then after that happens, he's going to do another one. Verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. What is it? Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. After the day, after this great day, this day of salvation, where he's given eternal life now, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is why we say here in our altar, no Holy Ghost, no rapture. No Holy Ghost, no rapture. Because if you miss the Holy Ghost is the hope of glory. It's God's own way, it's God's provided way for man to escape from his wrath that is coming up. Jesus himself saw what Joel saw. He repeated it. Matthew chapter 24. Amen. In verse 29. Are we there? He captured it. From verse 29, he was speaking of the day of judgment. The day of the wrath of God. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Which tribulation is he speaking of? It is the last 3.5 years of the 7 years that is left after the rapture. Listen, you refresh your minds. 70 weeks were determined for a program, and there are the 70 weeks of years. 1 week is 7 years. So it's 7 times 70. Period for God to deal with Israel. He gave Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, that timetable. It was a divine agenda for Israel. If it is for Israel, then how did we come in? Salvation was meant for them. They rejected it. When he was cut off at the 69th week. They rejected him, so he suspended dealing with them, remaining 1 week, 7 years. Between 69 weeks and the 70th week is the Gentile dispensation. They rejected him, and he came to us to get himself a bride for himself. And when he finished collecting the bride, they go in the rapture, then he comes back to continue his program of the last 7 years. And that last 7 years begins with a covenant that we have with the Antichrist, who will be coming from Rome and sitting in the temple to be worshipped. They will enter an agreement, and Isaiah called that agreement the covenant of death. And the Bible tells us that in the middle of that 1 week, he said, he, the Antichrist, will break the covenant. It was supposed to be a covenant of peace. He break it, and the remaining 3.5 years of that last 1 week, I'm just saying it, we have been teaching this over and over and over here, is the tribulation period. That is why we say it is a wrong teaching for anybody to say that the bride Christians that we will see, we will be part of the rapture. The tribulation. We will not be in the tribulation. The tribulation is for the Jews. And any other so-called Christians that did not make it in the rapture. And they are the foolish virgins. And many of them may be sitting down here now. Somebody say, God forbid now. I say many of them may be sitting down here now listening to me. Somebody say, God forbid. God forbid. I am not talking to people that will remain here. I'm talking to people that will go in the rapture. How many of them are here? You are the one I'm talking to. If you are not ready to go, close your ears or begin to sleep while I'm talking. When we finish, you open your eyes, your ears. Once you close now, while the true believers will be meditating on what they have heard, with their hearts heavy, thinking of the eternal destination, immediately we close now. You jam some people abusing somebody they advocate. Idiot. Nonsense. Idiot. Because I come here, now they look me, I be your mate. If you do anything now, I will show you I am from Ohafia. They boast of where they come from. Because they are from Ohafia. But I'm not from Akwanga. I am from heaven. My hometown is not Akwanga. I am only ambassador of Christ in Akwanga. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am in Akwanga to shine the light. Therefore, don't boast. Up till now, you see people who are going to church, their choice of marriage is where you come from. Yeah? My people know they marry Okija people. My people say you be Osu. My people, because that's where you belong. They are your people. Hallelujah. I am also somebody's people. I am God's people. How many of them are here? It's true now. See, he said, except your righteousness supersedes the righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He's talking about perfection beyond wearing cloth. Not wearing a ring. Not palming your hair. Not wearing high heels. Not wearing body hug. You don't see them now. Body hug. I am not supporting by what I'm saying. It's a very shameless attitude. And you say you're a Christian woman, and you dress seductively. You know that the dress you are wearing will seduce someone. Then you come to church and you are battling to cover your knee. As if not by mistake. To look as if you too, you care. You dress for your household. Then you put it in a way you know you are going to sit. And then you put it here. Then you come and sit down. Then when coordinator say close your leg, then you say, wait till you carry your eye, come here. Accept your righteousness. Exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. I'm not talking to those ones. I am talking to you that dress well. You don't palm your hair. In fact, now rope, they take, plait your hair. You are so holy, you don't even put perfume. Holy brother, holy sister. Accept your righteousness. Exceed that righteousness. He said, you will never enter the kingdom. never enter the kingdom. Righteousness that he's talking about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are the one I'm talking to, perfection. Let me read, where did I read it, John? Christ himself, in verse 29. After that tribulation period of the Antichrist, the last 3.5 years, he will reign. Then, Jesus, in verse 29, Matthew 24, he says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, he's repeating what Joel spoke. He's repeating what Isaiah spoke. More than 700 years, Isaiah gave that prophecy. Joel again, more than 500 years, he gave that prophecy. And Christ himself again gave it. And John again saw it in the Isle of Patmos. That immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Hey! Everybody will see it. When he's coming for the rapture, only those, the bride that will go in the rapture, will see him. Because he's not going to step on the earth. He's going to hang in the air. Hallelujah. And then, those, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Correct? And we, which are alive, Apostle Paul said, we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Pew! Our body don't become angelic body. All this Magorimakwa hair. Complete. Complete. Hallelujah. And then we will go and meet him in the air. That is what Apostle Paul said. Because we are going to have a wedding feast. Hey! And that wedding feast will last how long? 7 years. That is a 7-year period that he will be dealing with the Jews here on earth. He has finished with the Gentiles. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The marriage process is going on now. Then we will go up there. The marriage will take place. Then, see what happens. And then verse 30 shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Heaven there is in the sky. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They will begin to cry. Hey, so this is just not true. He will appear in a way that the whole earth will see him. And somebody is going to say, but the earth is round now. You know, intellectuals and scientists, they will tell you that. Okay. After all, now the earth is round. So where will it appear? Will it appear here, or he will appear in China, where they are in darkness now, Tokyo? Maybe he will appear where? We say everywhere we see him. Everywhere we see him. They have forgotten that he is not. Jesus is not a human being like you and I. He is God, and he is omnipresent. He himself, he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. While he's appearing here to collect the ones in this part of the earth, he will be appearing also in Asia to collect the ones at the same time. Oh, glory be to God. Let me read it again. Verse 30. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Watch verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Why does he say so? Because we are there scattered all over, enjoying ourselves, running up and down. We enjoy something, we forget, say, we go come back. We go forget, say, we come back to the earth. During those 7 years, you will now gather us. Let me finish reading that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is gathering us. We are that army that followed him in white horses, as we see in the Bible, coming to take over the earth. We'll read it later. That great army that came with him with white horses, we are the ones coming to take over this earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 36. Listen to what he said. But of that day and hour knoweth no man when this will happen. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, enjoying themselves, forgetting that there's a judgment that is right before them. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And we, the ark that we shall enter, is the rapture. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Praise the Lord. It will come and take many of us by surprise. But I keep saying that it will not be your portion in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read more scriptures. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 12. From verse 12, Isaiah chapter 2. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures, images. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And the idols he shall utterly abolish. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship. He will cast it where? To the moles and to the bats. To go into the clefts of the rocks, and into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake the earth. To shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 14. Zephaniah also saw it. The mouth of two or three witnesses, let the matter be established. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 14. And I read it up to verse 18. He said, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near. He was announcing it. He saw it so close. Even us here, we have seen the rapture. Many of us have seen dreams and visions of rapture. It's so near until God is showing us one by one like that. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasted greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wastelessness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy redance of all them that dwell in the land. Let me give you one more. Joel chapter 2 again. Now in Joel chapter 2, verse 1, let me read it up to verse 11. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. For it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess. Is that not what Zephaniah just said? Is that not what Isaiah said? A day of darkness and of gloominess. A day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and the strong, there had not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. That the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. That the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the walls. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who can abide it? Who can withstand it? Who can abide it? Who? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The day of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know whether I should go into this because it is just mere academics. In Daniel chapter 12, I don't know whether it is even necessary. I'm not too interested in such things. But just for those who may just want to know it. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 12. Let me read from verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great priest who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, that people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7 calls it this same period, the time of Jacob's trouble. This is the period that the Antichrist, the tribulation period. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. I read verse 4 again. Daniel, that is receiving this revelation, he said, close the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. The understanding will not come until the end time. And this is the end time. And we are the ones that have the privilege of having this revelation. And that's why you don't see anybody preaching from this book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. Because God himself closed the understanding and opened it to us in this age. Oh, glory be to God. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Scientific knowledge. When Daniel was saying that, did they understand what he meant by knowledge will be increased? At that time, would they have believed that I can be preaching here now, and somebody in China, in Japan, in America, is hearing me, and not just hearing, is seeing me? They didn't know about internet technology. They didn't know that now I can phone you, video phone, I'm seeing you, you are seeing me. Knowledge has increased. We now have rockets. Knowledge has increased. They used to fight with swords, man to man. But now they can stay 1,000 kilometers and finish Lagos. Without you seeing who is the one that shot it. Oh, glory be to God. Knowledge shall increase. Amen. We used to communicate before by writing letter. Writing letter, at that time, there was no motor. So you had to give a mail runner that will trek from here to your town to go and give the letter to your father. But now, they invented motor cars, post office, courier services. And before you know what, now, you don't need that. You can now use the internet, email, and at a flash, they are hearing you. You are even chatting. You are chatting and chatting and chatting. Knowledge shall increase. See the type of cars we have. Air condition this, air condition that. I mean, you know what I mean. Fine buildings. Praise the Lord. They used to travel in those days from here to Europe only by sea. And it could take you 1 month, you're on top of water. But now, in 6 hours, you have left Lagos and you have arrived United Kingdom. Knowledge shall increase. Now they have gone to the moon. Now they have dropped satellites. Now they have, you know what I mean, you know better because you yourself, you are in digital age now. At the time Daniel saw this, it was Isaiah that saw cars moving, fia. And then he didn't understand, he said he saw chariots moving as lightning on highways. He was talking about cars that will move speed 140 kilometers an hour. In fact, I have entered speed train in Europe that takes you 300 and something kilometers per hour speed. Okay now. Hallelujah. Train, I looked at the speed. They were showing us the speed in our cabin. 300 and something. Then I opened window to look. I said, what is this? And we are in, I was with my wife in that, we were in coach coach 60 something. The coach that we were in, each coach could take about maybe 50 something people in one coach. And we were number 60 something. So imagine how long the train was. And speeding at 300 and something kilometers per hour. Okay now. Knowledge shall increase. Shall be increased. Verse 5. Daniel chapter 12, verse 5. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two. He was seeing a vision. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? That he showed Daniel. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, how long? That it shall be for a time. Time is 1 year. Times 2 years. And a half. That makes it how many years? 3.5 years. He said this will last for 3.5 years. That is the tribulation period will last for 3.5 years. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power, he, the Antichrist, it will last 3 years for him to do that. When he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Oh, glory be to God. He said, many shall be purified and made white and tried. We saw them during the period of tribulation period. And all the years of the martyrs. He said, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And they're not going on all manner of wickedness everywhere. And then he said again, and none of the wicked shall understand. Everybody, shall we go? But the wise shall understand. Hey! Glory be to God. The wise shall understand. The wise shall understand. The wise shall understand. That takes you to the wise virgins, isn't it? What made them to understand? Listen, what is the evidence that they understood? What did they have? The extra oil! That is the evidence that they understand. The wise shall understand. What is the evidence that you understand? It is your response. How you respond shows that you understand. If you understand that this world will perish, the way you chase these earthly things, it will be reflected on how you chase them. If you understand the divine agenda of God, you will not remain in any denominational system. You don't understand, that's why. Your response proves how you understand. If you understand that the rapture is at the door, you will do everything to get ready. Get ready. If you understand that this one will perish, then you will change where you will place your treasure. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. That's the truth. You are still going to church like association. This is Igbo church. This is Yoruba church. and they are there playing politics. I don't trust these Igbo people. I know my people will stand by me. Therefore, if I will send any pastor to Akwanga, will be Hausa man. If I will send any pastor to Umuahia, must be Hausa man. If not these Igbo people, they will collect church from me. If I will ordain ministers, they must all be Hausa people. Or you must marry a Hausa woman. That's your response to salvation. That's what is still on your head in this evening time. To go to church is a heavy you. On a day or Sunday like this, to come to church. Amen. We see how you react. We see how you respond to the things of the kingdom now. We see how you respond to the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The wise shall understand. The wise shall understand. The wicked shall continue in their wickedness. Fornicators will continue in their fornication, but the wise will run away from it. Run away from it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When an occultic man or occultic woman comes to church, what is he coming for? And of all churches, now this kind where you they come. And you have been sitting down here maybe for years and no prophet located you. You don't know it is God that is doing it. Okay now. And they hear things and they see things. Praise the Lord. And the blessing that God blessed me so much, and I'll forever thank him for it, is that I'm not a covetous person. That is one thing with me. You know where I come from now? Bakomi. Bakomi. God did. Nothing. If anything happened, we said, now the will of God. Now the will of God. That's all we know. If you get food to chop today, you say, chicken, I'm going to Allah. If you don't get chopped, chicken, I'm going to Allah. Hey, because I don't compete with anybody for anything. Now churches around, they compete with us. Did you notice immediately we started this construction, some churches around began to do their own? Amen. The thing that is the beauty of the building that will bring people here is the word that they hear that will bring the people here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not the beauty of any building, anything. The wise shall understand. I'm closing. The wise shall understand. Verse 11. One little mathematics there, isn't it? And from the time, listen from where it's given a time lag. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make it desolate set up. See it? There shall be 1,290 days. Now, listen. 1,260 days is 3.5 years, correct? 3.5 years, 30 days in a month, times 12. Multiply it. 3.5, you have 1,260 days. And that is the period where we see it in Revelation chapter 11, verse 2 to 3. Let's read it concerning the period that those two prophets will prophesy in Israel. Revelation 11, verse 2 and verse 3. He said, but the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. 42 months is 1,260 days divided by 30, you will get it 42 months, 3.5 years. The next verse, 3. And I will give power unto my witnesses. Those witnesses are those two prophets, Moses and Elijah. And they shall prophesy 1,260 days. 1,200. 3 score is 60. 1 score is 20. 3 score is 20 times 3. 1,260. And that is the first half. The first 3.5 years of those 7 years that was the period for the covenant. As the angel told Daniel, Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. Now, the tribulation period also, in Revelation chapter 12, we saw it. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6. Let's read it. The tribulation period. See how long the period of tribulation will last? That woman of Revelation chapter 12 is Israel. When the Antichrist begins to persecute them during the tribulation period, and the woman, Israel, fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared for her that they should feed her there for how long? 1,260 days. That is the period of the tribulation, 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. Now, but we see here that in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 12, I read it again, Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 again. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So there is 30 days extra. There is 30 days extra. Take note of what I want to say, especially Traddock, because I want to drop something you should think about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to drop something, all of you. Fire, hallelujah. I take note here that it is 30 days. Why 30 days? I see in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. The opening of the seventh seal. Something happened there. Can we read it? Revelation chapter 8. That is the opening of the seventh seal. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Half an hour is how many minutes? Say it loud, please. 30 minutes. Now, don't read Revelation chapter 8 verse 1 and stop. I have taught you several times. But just this morning, the Lord made it clearer for me. And I will allow you, not today, to take me on it. Go and study if you see anything contrary. Including you enter message believers. You may be watching this any day. Contrary to what you people have been teaching, and we too, including me, have been teaching, I have seen something there. Open the Bible and show me, you that want to criticize me, that I'm saying wrong. Don't just tell me, Brother Abraham, say. If what Brother Abraham said cannot be confirmed with the Bible, listen to what Brother Abraham said. Listen to what Raymond Jackson said. Listen to what Richard Gant said. Listen to what Ewan France said. And listen to what I am saying, and you make the conclusion.